Hare Krishna. Science cannot prove that we exist. Science can prove because we exist. Nowadays, there is an ethos where some people start considering science to be omniscient. They say that something is considered true, real, only if it is scientific. And then they asked, can you prove that God exists? Can you prove that soul exists? Now, there are forms of reasoning which point to spiritual realities, such as God or the soul. But we have to understand that science doesn't come first. Scientists come first. It is only because scientists exist that science can be done. So, what does a scientist mean? A scientist means it's a conscious person. So it is only because consciousness exists that observations can be made. That based on those observations, theories can be postulated. It is based on that actually the whole process of verification and scientific progress can happen. You know? So if Newton had not existed, the fruit would have still fallen. But nobody would have postulated the law of gravity. So science exists because we exist, because we as consciousness exist. Without consciousness as a fundamental reality, there could not have been anything such as science. So when we say that science should prove that we exist, then what are we trying to do? We are actually mixing up the foundation with the superstructure. It is only because consciousness exists that science exists and that anything can be proven. And with all of scientific advancement, because science focuses primarily on giving material explanations for material phenomena, it cannot, what to speak of proving God, it cannot prove that you exist, I exist. It can prove that our brain exists, our heart exists, our body exists. But we as centers of consciousness, we as experiencers of emotions, where do we exist? Within the scientific worldview, the whole concept of a locus of consciousness, a seat of awareness, that is considered an illusion. But if that were an illusion, then no science would be possible. So therefore, actually, rather than considering rather than asking for scientific proof for the existence of the self, we have to see science itself, the very existence of science, as the proof for the existence of the self. So it is because we exist that science exists. And it is not that the self does not exist because science can't prove it. Rather, it is a limitation of science that it only looks for material explanation or material phenomena. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita when he talks about those who are fanatically materialistic. The science is a tool for acquiring knowledge. But some materialists, they misappropriate science and make it into a tool for fostering, imposing their own materialistic ideology on people. And Krishna talks about such people. They say, Asatyam apratishtham te jagadahuran ishwaram aparaspara sambhutam kimanyat kama haitukam. In 16.8 he says, these people think that there is no higher reality, there is no God, there is no ultimate truth. But what is the result of this worldview? In 16.9 he says, Etam drishtim avashtabhya nashtatmano alpabuddhaya prabhavanti ugra karmana chayaya jagato hitaha. Etam drishtim avashtabhya. Those who accept such a worldview, this vision of materialism, nashtatmano alpabuddhaya, they're actually very less unintelligent. Nashtatmano, they destroy their own souls. They destroy their capacity for understanding their own self. Prabhavanti ugra karmana kshayaya jagato hitaha. This worldview leads to disaster. So rather than demanding that science provide a proof for the existence of the soul, we can turn the question around and ask, how could science exist without the scientist? How could science exist without observer? And thus, it is science cannot prove that we exist. It is science can prove because we exist. We put first things first in the quest for knowledge, and then the self will be, the self, the conscious self, will be seen as the foundation of knowledge. Thank you. Hare Krishna.